now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. And this message is entitled, Ask the Man Who Knows. Why all the detailed account of the sufferings of our Lord at the hand of man, and the suffering of death at the hand of God? It is true that the work of atonement for our sin required his precious blood shed, but that was not all. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, and all those prophecies of him must be fulfilled, whether of what man did to him, as they pierced my hands and my feet, as they nailed him to the cross, or what God did, as God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, making his soul the offering for sin, our sin. Relatively, what our Lord suffered from men was as nothing in comparison to God's judgment of him. As the Bible says, he despised the shame, that was from man, and he endured the cross, that was from God. So, as in my previous message, we have related Calvary as inflicted by wicked men, we now consider those 3 hours of darkness when God dealt out to him the judgment my sin, my curse, and my transgressions deserved. As he was made sin, was made a curse, and bore my transgressions in his own body on the tree. This is so personal, I must say, my. But you too can so anchor your faith in Jesus that you can say, my sin, my curse, and my transgressions. Amen. You are my fellow travelers into that infinite eternity that lies ahead for each one of us, and it will be an eternity of God's love or an eternity of his wrath, God's wrath forever. What would that be like? How would a man feel in that wrath? What a stupendous question. Who can answer it? Priests, rabbis, and preachers may give you the teachings of their religion about this question, but to bear testimony, to occupy the witness chair, a person must know by experience. Let us then ask the man who knows by experience. Before him all others must keep silent. But is there a man who has experienced the eternal wrath of God? Yes, there is. A man on whom all its angry waves and billows were spent. Listen to this Bible verse. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd. A man, a real man. And yet he is the one whom Almighty God calls my fellow. That is, my equal, my bosom companion, he who is one with me. And this man, who is God, is smitten by God as he executes his wrath against him because of sin. Who is this man? He is the man Christ Jesus, God the eternal Son, yet made the object of the full wrath of Almighty God as he hung on Calvary's cross. Men drove the nails in his hands and feet and tore his back with their lash. But then God drew his sword of divine justice. He smote him with a blow of wrath that crushed him into the dust of death. In my previous message, we considered the sufferings of our Savior at the hand of man, but now we shall view Calvary's wrath as coming from the direct hand of God, and we shall listen to hear how that mighty man takes it. You who say, like Mr. Big Shot, I can take it, will find that you can't take it. You are no match for Almighty God. His wrath is unbearable, and yet you will have to take it, for it will be too late to repent then. No escape, no turning back. So now, come with me to see how that mighty man, so much more powerful than you or I, that he could subdue the roaring waves and the tempestuous wind, and even death cowered at his command. Let us watch that man of power as even he is seized by the wrath of Almighty God. How does he take it? Let us hear his cries to learn how he takes it. And remember, if God spared not his own son, as he suffered for sins that were not his but mine, how will he punish you after your life of provoking his wrath by your sin and defiance? At Calvary, burn your idol God that condones sin, and face the holy God of the Bible, who will by no means clear the guilty. As we approach Calvary, there settles down a thick darkness above us and around us. Not one beam of light breaks through. Then we hear a cry of one dismayed, bewildered, and it is the voice of that mighty man, God's fellow. Hearken, he hath led me into darkness, but not into light. What does it all mean? Sinner, one day God's sunlight, you shall see no more. Not a ray of it will ever enlighten your eternity. The darkness of death shall lay hold of you, and bewildered, dismayed, you shall pass out into eternity. You will call for a light in your fright and terror, but the darkness shall only deepen. You shall cry, where are they taking me, where? And you shall hear, the blackness of darkness forever. God offered you his light and his truth. Christ told you he was the light of life, as he bid you turn from the darkness of your sins to him, but you would not. So now the outer darkness shall torment your frightened soul forever. You will cry, I can't take it, I just can't. But the answer will come, you have to take it. You have chosen darkness rather than light, and you shall have your choice. But that mighty man who could always master the hardest going and make it through, how is he finding it now? Listen, I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am coming to deep waters where the floods overflow me. Sinner, take warning. You shall find it hard going for you in eternity. You with a great load of your sins shall sink down, down, down. You shall not find a twig to lay hold on, nor a stone to stand on, but sinking, sinking, down, down. On earth you aired your evolution theory. Man was getting better, soaring upward all the time. But your theory will explode before that awful sinking. You mock the Christians who sung, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. You sneered at a preacher as an ignoramus who preached, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You thought you didn't need any foundation. You could always stand on your own strong feet. But now the mire sucks them in, and down, down you go. Your brakes won't work as you rush down the awful grade. Your controls fail as your elevator falls from the top story of being exalted to heaven to the depths of being brought down to hell, as you realize that your time has come to receive the frightful wages of your sin and to endure the wrath of Almighty God forever. We listen, and again that mighty man cries, reproach hath broken my heart. I look for some to take pity, but none, and for comforters, but I find none. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. Sinner man, in this life your Christian wife has sheltered you by her prayers, but in that day she shall turn against you as God shows up your inward wickedness and your God defiance. Your very relatives shall arise and justify God in condemning you. You counted on their help and sympathy, but instead they shall testify against you. As you face the angels and the saints, you shall not find one pitying eye, not one, and you will sob, reproach hath broken my heart. No one pities me, not even my wife nor my son. Turning again to Calvary, we hear, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. Neighbor, you are one of those who never became a Christian for fear someone would laugh at you? If so, then I have bad news for you. You are going to be an eternal laughing stock. Your old buddy the devil will laugh at you as he says, see that fool? I told him that he was so good and God so merciful, all would turn out okay, and he believed me instead of believing God's word. I told him there was no hellfire, and he even argued that I was right. And that night when he was almost persuaded to become a Christian, I just whispered to him that he had plenty of time, and he listened to me. Yes, the devil and his gang and the world of your buddies shall all laugh at you while you wail in distress. And the Bible said God is not mocked. But you made fun of God and his word. It's a lot of old-fashioned nonsense. But no one can mock God and get away with it. In that day, God will mock you. hear his word. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not all my counsel with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me, but they shall not find me. That mighty man at Calvary cried, O God, I cry, but thou hearest not. I'm weary of my crying. My throat is dried. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. In his distress he implored the help of God, but there was no answer. Think of a man falling into a pit, and he cries, Help, won't someone help me? Oh God, help me! He so cries till his tongue and lips are parched, but there's no answer. And yet another cry comes from that lonely sufferer on Calvary, I thirst. What is this thirst? Sinner, you shall cry for water, for just a drop of it to soothe your burning thirst, but there shall be none. Hell's fire shall not be quenched by even one drop of water. Hell's darkness shall not be penetrated by one ray of light. Hell's smoke shall not afford one breath of fresh air for you. Not a drop of water, not a ray of light, not a breath of air. All of God's mercies will be eternally withdrawn, choking for air, groping for light, and burning for water. You shall spend the grave forever under the wrath of Almighty God. What an awful prospect! And then as a climax, that man of Calvary cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there's no answer, only the echo from the distant hills. God forsaken. What could be more horrible? What more hopeless? Sinner, in this life, you thought you didn't need God, and you want him to leave you alone. But in that day, you will feel the awful pangs of being God forsaken. God will turn his back on you forever. God will be done with you. In his mercy, he had drawn near to save you, even when he had to hold his nose for the stench of your corruption. He had to shut his holy eyes from the filth of your sins, and he had to hold his stomach for your nauseating ways of pride and arrogancy, and yet he drew near to save you. But you did not want God or his Son Jesus Christ, neither his Spirit nor his Word, the Bible. You turned him down. You were done with God, and now God is done with you forever. God has given you up. You are God forsaken. But his punishment you shall bear, and how will you stand that? Let us look again and see how that mighty man of Calvary took it. Hearken to those cries of pain and agony as blow after blow of God's wrath fell on him. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. He cried as he raved in agony unbearable. Neighbor, as we behold the wrath of God at Calvary, a voice calls, Next! If you will not heed the warning of Calvary and repent, then your turn is next. You will be plunged into that eternal wrath of God. Jesus, the man who knows, warns us of that wrath, and he died on the cross to save us from it. You deserved it. I deserved it. It is the due reward of our deeds. Now, there's only one way you can escape the wrath of God. God's word says, Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. Neighbor, repenting of your many sins, turn now to Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and he will deliver you from the wrath to come. Then, realizing how much you owe the Lord Jesus, show your love for him by a life of obedience and service to him as your Lord and Master. Remember, the Lord Jesus will be your substitute Savior only as you repent and commit yourself wholly to him as your Lord to obey and your Savior to trust. Or else, you will without Christ receive God's justice for your life of sin and God's defiance. You decide which it will be. Face the facts, consider the future, and decide. Oh God, my sins deserve thy eternal wrath. I call on thee to show me thy mercy for Jesus' sake. He died for my sins, and I will now receive him as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, take me to be thine forever, to live for thy glory, I pray. Amen. May this be your decision today. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
My place was there upon the cross, and my endless loss. He took my place, the crucified, for me he died.